From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. North Korea detonates what it calls a strong missile-capable nuclear bomb. North Korea says it has successfully conducted the test of a two-stage thermonuclear device meant for intercontinental ballistic missiles. North Korea's sixth nuclear test went off precisely at noon Sunday, Pyongyang time. That according to the South Korean and Japanese governments, as well as numerous non-government experts in the United States. Shea Cotton is one of those, research associate at the James Martin Center for Non-Proliferation Studies.
I don't think that North Korea is exactly ready to deploy this weapon yet, and even when they do, the situation isn't that much changed than it was before. North Korea knows that any sort of conflict would result in its destruction.
A 6.3 magnitude tremor was recorded at surface level today, centered at North Korea's nuclear test facility. That would be consistent with the detonation of a hydrogen bomb. President Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe talked by phone Saturday about cooperation in facing the nuclear threat from North Korea. President Trump spent the day yesterday visiting with hurricane victims in the states of Texas and Louisiana, where he applauded the work of the National Guard in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey.
I want to congratulate you and you guys, the Army guys. This has been, it's brutal what's been up there, but you have done so much for the services and for the respect. And the whole world is watching.
Hurricane.
The whole world is watching.
Hurricane Harvey made landfall in Texas last weekend, dropping record-setting amounts of rain. This is VOA News.